It's 120 miles from the University of Maine in Orono to Lewiston in Androscoggin County, and the quickest way to get there is by I-95. The turnpike isn't such a good road to take if you're hitchhiking, though. The state police are apt to boot anyone they see off. Even if you're just standing on the ramp, they give you the boot. And if the same cop catches you twice, he's apt to write you a ticket as well. So I took Route 68, which winds southwest from Bangor. It's a pretty well-traveled road, and if you don't look like an out-and-out psycho, you can usually do quite well. The cops leave you alone, too, for the most part. My first lift was with a morose insurance man and took me as far as Newport. I stood at the intersection of Route 68 and Route 2 for about 20 minutes, then got a ride with an elderly gentleman who was on his way to Bodenham. He kept grabbing at his crotch as he drove. It was as if he was trying to catch something that was running around in there.
My wife always told me I'd wind up in the ditch with a knife in my back if I kept on picking up hitchhikers, he said. But when I see a young fella standing aside of the road, I always remember my own younger days. Rode my thumb quite a bit, so I did. Rode the rods, too. And look at this, her dead 4 years, me still a-going, driving the same old Dodge. I miss her something terrible.
He snatched at his crotch.
Where you headed, son?
I told him I was going to Lewiston, and why.
That's terrible, he said. Your ma, I'm so sorry.
His sympathy was so strong and spontaneous that it made the corners of my eyes prickle. I blinked the tears back. The last thing in the world I wanted was to burst out crying in this old man's old car, which rattled and wallowed and smelled quite strongly of pee. Mrs. McCurdy, the lady who called me, said it isn't that serious. My mother's still young, only 48.
Still, a stroke?
He was genuinely dismayed. He snatched at the baggy crotch of his green pants again, yanking with an old man's oversized claw-like hand.
A stroke's always serious. Son, I'd take you to the CMMC myself, drive you right up to the front door. If I hadn't promised my brother Ralph I'd take him up to the nursing home in Gates. His wife's there. She has that forgetting disease. I can't think what in the world they call it. Anderson's or Alvarez or something like that.
Alzheimer's, I said.
Yeah. Probably I'm getting it myself. Hell, I'm tempted to take you anyway.
You don't need to do that, I said. I can get a ride from Gates easy.
Still, he said. Your mother, a stroke, only 48.
He grabbed at the baggy crotch of his pants.
Fucking truss, he cried, then laughed.
The sound was both desperate and amused.
Fucking rupture. If you stick around, son, all your work starts falling apart. God kicks your ass in the end, let me tell you. But you're a good boy to just drop everything and go to her like you're doing.
She's a good mom, I said. And once again, I felt the tears bite.